from JMI Wealth, look who we found. Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Hi there, Mike.
Welcome back on your annual sojourn to your various tax havens around the world, was it, Andrew?
Well, it's got to be done. It's got to be done.
Exactly. The US earnings seasons, of course, at the moment. So what have we got so far? Who's up, who's down? Who's doing well, who isn't?
Yeah, so it's a pretty important earnings season, this one, Mike. I mean, because in terms of in terms of share market health, I mean, this is really where the rubber does hit the road, and so you need good results to support that strong share market that we've seen. And so you've had a little bit of volatility, haven't you, lately? So the earnings season is when you get the opportunity to sort of steady the ship and say, well, okay, we've got a bit of volatility, we've got a bit of lack of confidence, but who's doing well? Now, lots of companies reporting between now and the end of the week. We've already had a couple of heavy hitters. They generated quite a bit of noise, not in this trading session, but the previous trading session. Caterpillar, seen as being very much a barometer of broader economic health, and 3M as well. Now, Caterpillar, they reported their best third quarter ever, so good news, but their outlook was a little bit downbeat, and the share price has fallen quite sharply, Mike, on that one. That's now fallen 6 days in a row. If I go back to early October and look at the share price of Caterpillar, $150 US, it was just over that. It's now trading at $116. So what's the problem? Well, I mean, it's actually, there's no guesses here. I mean, they've got these late economic cycle cost pressures, but you've got the trade war, Mike. The trade war, it's hitting their sales in China. And what's costing more in the US? Steel's costing more. And surprise, surprise, that's a reasonably significant component of building heavy machinery. So the 3M share price lower as well. Today, this morning, we've had Boeing. That's pushed back against that. That bounced higher this morning. They were up over 3%. They raised their full-year guidance for earnings per share and revenue, and they actually delivered share price. The earnings per share was above analyst expectations. AT&T, another biggie, mixed results there. That's the first full quarter they've had since they completed the acquisition of Time Warner, although nobody's working at the Time Warner subsidiary CNN today, are they? Because they're all downstairs with the policeman. Now, after the bell tonight, Mike, after the session finishes, we've got Ford, another biggie, Microsoft, Visa, and yes, your favourite, Tesla, after. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. You'll enjoy
memo.
That.
There's a little memo out from Mr. Musk, who suggests they're close, not over the line, but close to making a profit, so we'll see what happens. Now, listen, you have been in America. Now, tell me if I'm reading this right. For all the good news out of America, of which there is much, the housing market appears to me to be a little bit on the soft side.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, Mike. You're in the US. I was there for 4 days, and you know they're in this very strong economic sort of cycle, and yet you're not seeing it in the headlines. It's almost like they don't quite believe it. You're not seeing the sort of good news headlines across all the business sales, and US home sales is one of these issues. You'd think these would be on fire, but it's just not the case. The US home sales are actually very soggy. Now, we've had two lots of numbers, some numbers from a couple of days ago, and then we've had a further update, and this was a bit of a theme in the media, because you've got this lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, you've got growth steady, you've got tax cuts, but there are a couple of issues. One is affordability, we know all about that here, but the other one's interest rates. They might be low, but they're rising. So we had some numbers from the National Association of Realtors. Sales of previously owned homes fell 3.4% in September from the previous month, and they're down 4.1% from a year earlier. That's the seventh straight month of declines. Now, here's the number, Mike. Here's the number that's really important. The monthly payment required to buy an average price home has risen 16% since the start of the year. So your mortgage payment is 16% more than it was. That's the affordability. Now today, the Commerce Department, they've corroborated those National Association of Realtors prices. They're saying new home sales declined at a much faster than expected pace, lowest level since December 2016, 5.5% fall in the sale of single family homes, and the medium sales price down 3.5%. So very interesting to keep an eye on. That's knocked the share markets around a little bit today as well.
Lay those numbers on me.
Yeah, well, they're not looking that great, actually. The Dow Jones down 161 points. That's 0.64%, 25,024. S&P 500, 2707, down 33. The NASDAQ, 7294, down 143 points. That's just under 2%, so soggy. FTSE 100, 6962, up 8. Nikkei, 22091, up 80. Shanghai Composite, 2603. They were up 8. The ASX 200 yesterday crossed the ditch. 5829, they lost 14, and we lost 31 points in the NZX 50 yesterday. 0.36% 8642. Kiwi dollar 0.6526 against the US, 0.9232 Aussie, 0.5727 euro, 0.5061 pounds, 73.40 yen. Gold trading at $1,228. And we've got a bit of, although the Brent crude price up a little bit overnight, still a lot lower than it was beginning of October, $77.25.
All right, mate. Nice to talk to you. Welcome back. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. He and the people in the office today, go bang on his window, jmiwealth.co.nz.